संखण्डतण्डुलांश्च संखण्डयन्तो मुशलै प्रमुग्धा गायन्ति गोप्या जनितानुरागा गोविन्द रामो धर्माधरे. ओ पैरेट, व्हाई यू आर नॉट टेलिंग एनीथिंग? यू शुड टेल. एंड दे आर मेकिंग रीडिंग टू टीचिंग हाउ टू डू दिस. ओ यू शुड स्पीक लाइक, ओ पैरेट पैरेट, यू शुड टेल लाइक दिस. गोविंद रामो धर्माधरे की, गोविंद रामो धर्माधरे. ऑल योर प्रॉब्लम्स कीप एसाइड, दे विल सॉल्व बाय दिस नेम. व्हाट? ऑलवेज यू कैन. इफ यू आर डूइंग 24 आवर्स, देन कृष्ण विल ब्रिंग सम वॉट. ओ यू शुड टेक इट. कृष्ण विल ब्रिंग योर एवरीथिंग, एवरीथिंग विल. So don't worry for that, if you are observed like this. So always like this. No worry, no problem, nothing. So if you chant always, Krishna will help you in all ways. So like gopis, if two gopis are meeting together, then she is telling, oh Sakhi, why you are not chanting this? Govinda Namo Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Namo Dharma Bhaveti. Also sometimes you could, can do like that in Brahma Sanghita. In Brahma Sanghita. Chintamani Prakarasatma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavrateshu Surabhirabhipalaya. लक्ष्मी सतस्यं ब्रह्म सेव्यमानम् सो मेनी थिंग्स. इफ नॉट एनीथिंग, राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे. राधे राधे राधे, राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे. राधे राधे राधे, जय जय श्री राधे. राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे. जय these things, and be observed in this. This is Kirtan. Also anyone is telling the pastimes of Krishna. Yashoda was thanking Krishna and he was not bending Krishna. She tried hard from morning to about 12, but she was, she could not do. She at once became Sharanagat to Salagram. Oh Narayan, how can I show my face to my friends? Why I am not binding Krishna? She was setting face their comments like pearls. Sometimes face
changing
colors. Krishna saw and he at once became so lean and thin. And only by the rope of his, she bended Krishna. Sometimes, realizing his mercy, you can do like also. So if anyone explaining all these leelas, it is more Kirtan. Perhaps you know that in whole world, forever, who is the most highest Kirtaniya?
Subhadev
Goswami. He never used any instrument, not mridanga or anything. So this should be a Kirtaniya like Subhadev Goswami. It is also good with instruments like mridanga kartar, like Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivas. They were very, very expert in doing so. As if mridanga is telling all the kirtan itself. Itself, everything is telling. One word. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarira hari hari bolite nayane babe. With need, with tears, they used to do. So this is also a kirtan. Subhadev Goswami was doing, Vyasa was doing, Narad telling Harikatha, all there. Very good, expert kirtaniya. So we should be a kirtaniya like this. If your voice is not so good, no harm. You can glorify Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. This is also kirtan. But kirtan should be bona fide. If your voice is not so charming, no harm. Your heart should be charming.
Pura Singh Lok Kanyari is separate from this word. Mathura is the queen of Krishna, like Jamuna and so many queens like Saptabhama, Rukmini and all queens. There is not so much difference between Mathura and Dwarka. Both are same because the son of Vasudev and Devaki is here also, there also. His chaturbhuj there and here also. So not different. Any dham has like a forest or like a city or anything, village, and also a separate state. Like power of Krishna, power actually has no shape. But Srimati Radhika, Jogamaya, Vrinda Devi are shapes. Vrindavan is a forest. Forest has no shape. Only trees, creepers, animals, river and so many things. No? But Vrindavan has a shape like Vrinda
Devi.
So Vrinda is abodement. But embodiment of Vrindavan. Jamuna is the embodiment of this river. So Mathura Devi is the embodiment of Mathura Devi. So she is like a queen. So Mathura and Jamuna has friendship. So much friendship. So as a friend, Jamuna comes and embraces Mathura Devi like sister and tells that, and weeping and tells that, I don't want to leave you, but my husband is chastising me to go. So what should I do? Please save me and anyhow teach me to cheat my husband, and I want to serve with you, Krishna. So there are so much friendship. So Mathura Devi is the embodiment of Mathura, the town, Nagar, and always he lives with Krishna, because Krishna never lives this place.
Is she like Yogamaya?
Huh?
Is she like Yogamaya?
Not Yogamaya. Yogamaya controls everything of Krishna by past tense, whether in Vrindavan, where in Mathura, where in Dwarka, in Navadvip, or anywhere. All the past tense of Krishna are controlled by Yogamaya. But a special thing, Yogamaya becomes Vrinda in Vrindavan. There becomes the old lady, Yogamaya, to help Krishna past tense. But Vrinda becomes so Kishori, and he inspired Krishna and all the gopis to meet together. So in Vrindadevi is a special messenger of Radha and Krishna both and helping each other in meeting. Vrinda is also a prakash, a manifestation of then I should go there.
Yogamaya. Yes, for me. Is there some particular reason about the nature of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna that all of us Westerners have been brought to live in Vrindavan rather than Mayapur? We're so neophyte, we can make so many offenses.
I could not understand. Anyone should clear. So many people. That no deep, no. No, koi vichar nahi hai apradh ka.
Right. Now, but
this is a practice place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Nodhik Dham are more merciful to conditional souls. So they should take shelter of Nodhik Prabhu, Nodhik Dham, Nityananda, Vaishacharya, and all others. By their grace, we can see. But he, anyhow, always, if anyhow, Krishna arranges that we should be here, then we will be here always in the guidance of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Sivas, Gadadhar Pandit, and also in the guidance lines of Srila Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu all at here. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami were here, but in the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates living like this.
So then it is just as good as living
just
in
just to respect.
There are
two kinds of heart. Heart and mind are about same thing. But heart is more superior than mind. Mind takes jnana, knowledge, and heart, bhakti, prema, and all other things. But there are two things. One heart of Atma, pure soul, and other is heart of this body and mind. Now they are prominent. This body and mind soul. This thing. If you are not knowing anything, that what is Atma, what is Krishna and anything. But even you do chant, remember Krishna and hear the pastimes of Krishna, it will go to soul's heart. And it will clear there. And if you are doing all these worldly things, it will go to the heart and mind of this body and also. So Ajamil was not knowing anything about Krishna and his name, Narayan name or anything. But luckily he kept the name of his son like Narayan. And at the time of death, he called his son, but Narayan Krishna took in his heart that, oh, he is calling me, mercifully. So, what are you doing now? With us in Parikrama, chanting, remembering. The fruit will go to automatically to Atma. Understand? But if you are doing some nonsense, want to test worldly desire, then it will go to mind of this body and all others. So you should try to chant, remember more. Whether you are knowing or not, it will action. There will be action on Atma. If unknowing, knowing, it will throw to your hand and fire, it will burn. Because fire is so powerful, Krishna, Krishna bhakti is more powerful than that. So it will go to that heart of clear. Are I have understand your question or not?
Like
offering swaha and gurave swaha, Gurudev, I'm giving myself, my mind, heart, body, senses, what I have, my wealth, reputation, my attachment, everything in your hands. I know that you will kindly offer it in the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, I am Guru Vishwaha, I am giving all. By heart and mind and soul, you can. He will say pure things. Like, if you give anything in fire, he takes the abstract fire and he burns all the crude things. Like if he will put ghee in fire, the crude things will be burnt, but the essence and sar and substance, essence, it will come in air by that, and it will go through whole world by the current of air. And if he will do swaha in the current of Krishna Yogamaya, it will mix and Yogamaya will take it to Krishna. Everything. What we offer to Krishna? Anything, Mahaprasad. No? Dal, bhat, tarkari, sweet, curd, so many things, rasagulla. But we see that Krishna is not taking anything. Because if he will take, then rasagulla, malai and all other things will be separated in our stomach. They will be cooked. And the cooked things come out in a, what, in the shape of water and stored. And essence will become blood, and blood will be refined, and gradually it will be very, very powerful, very essence of that, and it will come, and our body will gradually go up. In the same way, if you offer anything to Krishna, Krishna will take the essence of whole thing. What is the essence of Mahaprasad? What is this? You know? Essence is Shraddha of all these things. Because you have offered, so Krishna will take your Shraddha through Mahaprasadam. And he will take and he will be so much pleased. And remnant, he lives there and he will take. Because we can see only these things, we cannot see what is honor, what is faith, what is frame in that. Because you are offered by frame, devotion and love. So Krishna will take the same thing. We cannot see what is that love, but he will take. In likewise. You should tell that, oh Krishna, I am yours. You are my Krishna will take this essence. And love and affection will grow up. But as strongly we should tell, not sitting Krishna. You should think that everything, my soul, life, my everything is of Krishna. If you are telling that, oh Gurudev, I am yours, my everything is your Gurudev, then you should obey all these instructions, what he said. Then it will be said that, oh, you have offered everything in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Anything?
I have a question, Guru. At the beginning of Parikrama, the creeper is as sad and gentle. So what do you mean by that? Do we see them as associates of Krishna?
All are servants of Krishna. You should see all.
In the same body?
Like Yashoda used to see, Brajavasi used to see. That all are serving Krishna. This. We should try to forget that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. We want to love and serve Krishna.
When we offer something to Krishna from Bhoga, how do we know that he's accepted?
Try to listen. Some qualified devotees asking questions and if I am answering, then you will gentle more. And if you are questioning, then you will be gentle very little. So let them ask any good questions. You should offer with your heart. Gurudev and Krishna will enter. Not by that offering, Rasagulla, Malai, and what we are taking now. He will take your love and affection to them. How, with love and affection, you have offered all these things to Krishna? For proper chant, this is it. Thank you.
Today, in Ajanil, he went back to Godhead by just a shadow of his chanting. But before he became fallen,
no,
he was elevated.
This idea is not okay. He called Narayan first.
Yeah.
And death was there. Also, Jamdut came. Jamdut came and tried to take him to punish. But carrying the words of Narayan, so Vishnu came, Vaishnava came, and they were, had a dispute among them that his all sense and everything has been washed. This is the letter. And they had no belief on this. After that, when Vishnu kicked them, Yamadut, they ran away from there and they went to jump. Huh? Hearing this dialogue of Vishnudut and Yamadut, he rose from that stage like this. Everything he saw and he realized. And he then thought that if I was calling my son and this is that has come and that set me from there. If I will chant really to Narayan, pure name, then as first conversion, in conversion he has been, that he will go to Narayan. So after that, he left his home, lost his all wives and children, and went to Haridas. And there he took bath daily in Ganges. And being in association of Vaishnavas there, and he was chanting now, pure name, initiated by his Gurudev. Who was Gurudev? Oh, Vishnudut. They told that he heard name of Narayan from them. And then he was initiated really. And then he went to Haridwar and practiced Hare Krishna for several years. When his all sins and everything was done and his name became pure, then again four came and told that you now you are qualified to be here. And they took him.
That before he, this is, I can see how he gained more Sukriti enough to go back to Godhead, but before...
By Sukriti we will not go. By Sukriti we can chant name and do bhakti.
He must have had a lot of Sukriti in it. There is no bigger sukriti
than taking name. So taking name, this is bhakti. But at first he was doing, oh Narayan, come on. These are practices, Narayan. But it was like a abha. And when he was initiated by his Gurudev for Vishnu Rup, and he realized what is the real name, pure name and these things. And then he went to Haridwar and he practiced bhakti yoga. Everything he washed and he became pure. And this body he left and by his soul he went there.
You say usually we're chanting operation
Sukriti.
And sometimes we
can't abide. We should forget aparad. Don't try to say, oh, aparad, go on, aparad. Then aparad will come and he will sit on our head. So always try to chant and remember that we should totally forget aparad and always engage our mind, heart, senses in Krishna, chanting, remembering, reading, doing.
So you said occasionally or gradually Abbas comes. So how do we know when Abbas is coming? What are some signs?
What are some signs
in chanting that
Abbas
is coming?
Abbas
what kind of system?
No. Symptoms. Got it. When do we know we have Abbas?
Then you will have said something in starting Vaishnava. No criticize will come. Now sometimes you will feel that I am happy and there will be no tendency of criticizing anyone, doing no offenses. You will want to have a good association. These symptoms will show that you have past your offenses and now you are coming to Namavar. Like how you know that night is gone. How?
Dawn is coming, light is beginning.
But sun is not there. But how you know that sun will come? Anyone has to tell that now sun will come? In this way. Something clear will come. Reason, oh, this is he is Vaishnava. He is not Vaishnava. He is this, he is that. Really, you will understand. Like we see mirror. The shadow is not myself, but resembling it. By seeing that mirror, we can say, oh, here is some spot, here is, oh, it is very well, we decorate all that. So, like this.
Can you tell something about this brain yuga? At the moment, with the exception of this room, I see something of Kali Yuga going on, but can you explain how is this brain yuga advancing?
What are you telling? But anyone keeps chants and he easily go towards the truth. Very good group. If anyone chanting Hari name, singing Hari name, then very soon he will have the mercy of God.
Kaviraj Kanupriya has predicted a golden age coming and suffering will be finished. Everyone becoming Krishna Das. When will this thing happen?
Kaviraj Kanupriya.
I don't want to hear the name of Kanupriya anymore. No. Nothing. He's not our any Pramanik Desi. Pramanik Desi, no?
Attentive person.
He was a wicked person.
suffering is going on threefold miseries,
but we want to. You are suffering only doubt that you are not touching one side. I can't see Vaishnav, but you are hearing Kanu Priya, you are hearing all other Mayavadi. So try to be
one point.
Don't go to Kanu Priya really.
No.
Or you can go only to Kanu Priya, not here. If I hear the names of this wicked person, I become
furious. You have explained before that when they talk about Lord Chaitanya and the spreading of the Hare Krishna in all towns and villages, that this means that all those who are qualified, who want the Hare Krishna movement, who want this, will take it. It does not mean that everyone will take it. This is what you explained before, is this right?
Very easily they can climb up. They can be out of Maya. If they are always in the Mahaprabhu movement, Harinam Sankirtan. But also we see there are so many sahityas. They took place, meet, act, smoking and everything and chanting Hari. They also, though it is not often, but it is against the principles of bhakti. It may be that in less and less bhakti they will have any qualified guru and then they will come in line. But we are preaching everywhere Krishna is going on in the whole world. I think that among them, when a strong personality of devotee comes very rare. But I know that whether it is rare, but we are satisfied by that those who are hearing all these things sometimes in them, among them, if one in the 100,000 one is found pure, then we are satisfied. All are coming. All are not in one stage, but we are satisfied they are coming. And we are getting peace in their heart. If they are not doing any offenses, Vaishnava Parash, then the seed will gradually. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has begun his movement of Krishna and Sankirtan.
Would you explain the difference between Shuddha Bhakti and Prema Bhakti?
What? Shuddha Bhakti is called Prema Bhakti.
But in the Bhagavatam,
there are gradations, but Shuddha Bhakti, when we call Shuddha Bhakti, it means that Prema Bhakti, Raganubhava. Without Raganubhava Bhakti, Bhakti is not Shuddha. Even Bhakti may be called Shuddha, but even not Shuddha, if Madhurji is only not there. As per the covered by Madhurji in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan pure Bhakti, in Dwarka not pure Bhakti. But for worldly, we can say that it is. Even in Vaikunth, pure Bhakti. But in our sense, in the eyes of Rupa Goswami, we will tell that no. But for general person, we cannot say that. Who is telling? Who is telling? Not Narottam. Narottam is your servant? Narottam is your servant?
Narottam Das Thakur.
So why you are not telling like this?
I am asking.
See, Narottam Das Thakur.
So I am asking.
Very respectfully.
So I am asking, how may I
hear this? He has told. You cannot tell. But you can sing this kirtan. And with a strong faith. He has realized and he has told. You have not realized. So So you should have a faith on all these songs, on all this, and go on.
In calm guidance.
25 minutes.
In calm Gayatri, we are...
Not calm Gayatri in this general meeting. It is a special meeting. Occasionally, when you will be alone, I will be at that time. Or the devotees who are qualified for hearing, if you can come.
When you come to the... It was part of the Sankirtan movement in another group. He sent one peon to stop the party, and he told, you're chanting Hari Hari. And because he chanted Hari Hari, that was considered, he was making jokes about the Sankirtan party. And that was considered Namabad. But I was told that Namabad chanted in Hakim, joking, should be respectful.
Yes, more, it is more than doing offense. It is better, but not you. If you are dying, there is no water, pure water. What should we do? If I am not taking a drop of water, we will die. But that water is not so pure. It is Ganges water. Nowadays, Ganges water is not so much pure. What should we do? We'll have to save our life. And we will take that one. No harm. Indeed.
Trying to understand, if general people see Sankirtan Party and they're jokingly saying, Hari Hari, are they coming on the bus? Are all they from
the what Srimad Bhagavata has told, it is bona fide. Try to understand how it is true. What has been told in Shastra, in Bhagavatam, in that, will have to accept. Sanketam, Parihattam, the soul of Telam, four kinds of Buddha, Namabhadra. Doing that, if you are doing Namabhadra, then someday, so this is only path. Without this path, we cannot. So this will be. What you are doing now, we are doing, it is full of offenses. Sometimes, when we are observed, oh Krishna, then it may be Namabhati. And if it Namabhati is continued, then one day pure men will come and will dance on your son.
कुलपति प्रेमामृत प्लावन कुर्यानस्य विराजतु गिरिसति सेवां विवेकिनः वैकुण्ठजनितो वरा मधुसूदन वैकुण्ठ धाम सबसे ऊपर में माधव से परे शिवलोक से भी परे वैकुंठ धाम जहाँ पर स्वयं लक्ष्मी नारायण विराजमान वहाँ संत रस के भक्त रूप भगवंतु संताकार कुजग सैनम पद्मनाभम सुरेशम आदि स्तोत्रों के द्वारा स्तुति प्रार्थना करते उनको प्रणाम करते वैकुंठ में चार प्रकार के नित्य मुक्त परिकर लोग विराजमान ऐसे वैकुंठ धाम से भी श्रेष्ठ है द्वारका यहाँ पर द्वारकापुरी में भगवान 16,000 महिषियों के साथ में लीला विलास करते हैं और लक्ष्मी जी को भी पराभूत कहने वाली ये परमा सुंदरी स्त्रियाँ उनके साथ में लीला विलास करते पुत्र पौत्र आदि के साथ परंतु वहाँ भी ऐश्वर्य प्रधान रूप में अवस्थित है इसलिए माधुर्य भाव प्रकट नहीं हो पाता है हल्के रूप में थोड़ा थोड़ा माधुर्य है परंतु रस के चमत्कारिता नहीं आती इसलिए वहाँ से भी श्रेष्ठ है मधुपुरी जो मथुरा है जहाँ पर भगवान श्रीहरि ने श्रीहरि प्रकट होते हैं, वे ऐसे प्रकट लीलामय स्थान ऐश्वर्य और माधुर्य दोनों समान रूप से उससे भी श्रेष्ठ है गोकुल, जहाँ पर कृष्ण की जन्म लीला है और जन्म से लेकर के समस्त प्रकार बाल्य लीलाएं थी। माता यशोदा और नंद बाबा के वात्सल्य प्रेम को कृष्ण ने आस्वादन किया, रसिक शेखर कृष्ण प्रेम रस मिल जान आस्वादन करने के लिए उनका अवतार। तो ये प्रेम रस लीला रस को आस्वादन हेतु जो आए, सबसे पहले उन्होंने वात्सल्य रस को आस्वादन किया। ऐसे गोकुल को छोड़ करके जब हम वृंदावन को आते हैं, वृंदावन जो है पौगंड और कैशोर लीला का स्थान है, जहाँ पर कृष्ण ने पौगंड वयस में सखाओं के साथ में बच्चों को चराया, बड़े बड़े असुरों को पछाड़ा, तो श्रीवास्तव के प्रेम को आकर्षित किया और त्रिभंग ललित मोहन बंशीधारी देवों बजाते लिए त्रिभंग ललित शिष्य चितवन के द्वारा गोपियों के चित्त को मोहन करते हुए मनमोहन कृष्ण वृंदावन में लीलाएं की। इसके द्वारा कृष्ण ने गोपियों के अनुराग को बढ़ाया, उनके साथ कुंजियों में विभिन्न प्रकार की क्रीड़ाएं हुई है। जितने अनुरागवती गोपियां थी उन सबके अनुराग को आकर्षित करते हुए कृष्ण ने उनको आश्वासन दिया तथा शारदीय रास भी रचाई। ये शारदीय रास में समस्त प्रकार के गोपियां वहां उपस्थित हुई, कृष्ण ने उनके साथ उस प्रेम रस का आस्वादन किया, ऐसे लीला रस को प्रकाशित किया। उससे भी श्रेष्ठ है गिरिराज गोवर्धन रावणास सत्रादि गोवर्धन, जहाँ पर कृष्ण और बलदेव जी दोनों गिरिराज गोवर्धन में सखाओं के साथ में गोचारण करते हैं और गोचारण लीलाओं के द्वारा विभिन्न प्रकार की रसमय लीलाएं प्रकट हुई। यहाँ पर सखियां प्रकाश रूप में कृष्ण के साथ में आकर के मिलते हैं और विविध प्रकार के कीड़ा भव जो प्रकाश में आया है। किसी समय जैसे कल हम लोग चंद्र उधर गौरी कुंड के ओर से जैसे निकले सब शंकरसन कुंड के पास से, तो वहाँ के लीला का वर्णन करते हुए कहा, किसी समय वृंदा देवी राधा जी के कहने से श्याम सुंदर को ढूंढते हुए दूर से अवलोकन किया कि आज इसी कुंज में कृष्ण बैठे हुए हैं चंद्रावली के साथ। तो ऐसे समय में वृंदा देवी कृष्ण के पास में पहुंची, हे श्याम सुंदर आज हमारे गोष्ठ में बड़ा एक असुर आया है, महान उत्पात मचा रहा है, आपको चलना। बड़ी व्याकुलता से कही तब कृष्ण बड़े व्यस्त होकर के चंद्रा से कहा, चंद्रा अभी असुर आया है, बड़ा उत्पात मचा रहा है, मुझे जाना होगा और मैं जा रहा हूँ पीछे आऊंगा। चंद्रा बोले कि अच्छा तब तो मैं प्रतीक्षा करूँ। बोले नहीं प्रतीक्षा करने की जरूरत नहीं, मैं जिस समय मिलने पर आऊंगा। इतना कह करके चल तो वहाँ पर जैसे ही कुंज से बाहर निकले, इतने वृंदा देवी ने पकड़ लिया कृष्ण को, बोले कि अब तो आज तो पकड़ में आ गया है कि आप आज कहाँ पर हैं। मैं आज राधा इससे जाकर ये कहूंगी कि आप चंद्रावली के मंदिर। तो इतने में कृष्ण बार बार हाथ जोड़े प्रार्थना करे मनाए वृंदा को, मनाते रास्ते भर चले कि वृंदा तुम किसी प्रकार से राधा जी को मत कहना, कहने से सारी गड़बड़ी हो जाएगी। इसी प्रकार वृंदा देवी को मनाते हुए चलते, यहाँ पर वृंदा देवी राधा जी की प्रिय सखी सहेली दुखी हो करके राधा और कृष्ण को मिलन कराती। यहाँ के कंदरा कंदराओं में राधा कृष्ण की कुंज लीलाएं गिरिराज गोवर्धन हम लोग देखते हैं प्रत्यक्ष रूप से उसकी पत्थर के रूप में शिला के रूप में विराजमान है। ऐसे गिरिराज गोवर्धन जो पत्थर के रूप में अवस्थित है, क्या ये पुरुष रूप में है या स्त्री रूप में है, या गिरिराज शिला के रूप में किस रूप में माना जाएगा? तो यद्यपि हम लोगों के आराध्य और श्याम सुंदर के रूप में ही प्रकट होते हैं, दर्शन देते हैं, फिर भी स्वयं गिरिराज जो है गिरिराज शिला के रूप में अवस्थित है। ऐसे यदि नहीं होते तो राधा कृष्ण की लीलाएं नहीं होती। गोस्वामी लोगों ने दिखाया है यदि स्त्री वेश में रहे तो वह राधा जी की लीला जो रहस्यमय लीलाएं हैं वह संभव नहीं है, और यदि पुरुष वेश में हो और वह उपस्थित हो कृष्ण के साथ में राधा जी की लीला वो भी नहीं हो पाती। इसलिए ऐसे जो रहस्यमय लीलाएं हैं उन महाराज गोवर्धन जी पूजाम दर्द मानम तरस दुर्गणयोर या जो कि कहते हैं गिरिराज गोवर्धन कितने प्रकार से कृष्ण की सेवा करते पूजा करने के लिए चाहिए पात्र सबसे पहले आवाहन आकर पुष्पाजलि और फिर पात्र अर्घ आचमनीय मधु पर स्नानीय वहाँ विशेष स्नान में जैसे स्नानीय द्रव्य होता है फिर स्नान के बाद में वस्त्र आभूषण धूप दीप नैवेद्य इत्यादि प्रकार से पूजा की जाती है ताकि राजगोवर्धन कृष्ण की राधा जी समस्त गोपियों की सेवा करते हैं किस प्रकार के आवाहन करके आसन देते हैं इसके राज्य में जहाँ तहाँ कुर्सियाँ लगी हुई है इस प्रकार कृष्ण के उपवेशन स्थान बने हुए हैं आज की सारी आसन आवाहन पुष्पांजलि चार ओर से वृक्षावलियाँ हैं जिनके फूलों से नत सिर होकर के कृष्ण के चरणों में राधानी के चरणों में पुष्पांजलि समर्पण करते हैं पात्र अर्घ पात्र देते हैं जो कि जौ तिल धुरुआ घास इत्यादि के द्वारा और पानी जल के द्वारा कृष्ण के पाद को प्रक्षालन करते हैं इसलिए पात्र को प्रदान कर रहे हैं चारों ओर से ये गिरिराजी में अर्घ के लिए धुरुआ घास है ऊट है और सेब पुष्प है अपराध ये पुष्प आदि है तो ये सब के द्वारा कृष्ण को अर्घ प्रदान करते हैं इसी प्रकार आचमनीय के लिए जायफल लवंग और सकुला वृक्षों में ये समस्त होते हैं लौंग सकुला और जायफल आदि के ये सब दे करके कृष्ण को आचमन दे रहे हैं ऐसे ही घी दूध दही और डालियों में मधुमक्खी की छत्ता लगी हुई है तो ये मधुमक्ष प्रदान करते हैं इसी प्रकार अभिषेक के लिए गोविंद कुंड मानसी गंगा